Il cavallo.
Allora molto bene, dai, no,
Esatto, sì.
niente io.
Next io ti la tenevo.
Next week che capita in Terry,
Next,
10 o'clock.
tipo next, starting next week, after Wednesday, we're only going to have
On Wednesday.
on Wednesday,
Till
till after Labor Day.
after next
And
week.
it's going to be partial? Partial.
Next Sunday,
Not
no.
partial,
So,
partial.
in other words, this Wednesday.
This Sunday ends this year, and Bezer Hashem, after Labor Day, will continue the following Sundays. Summertime, no Sundays. Only Wednesday.
After next week, Wednesday.
Right,
Yeah.
only
Just
Wednesday.
need $2.
Maybe.
Come to Rabbi Masi on Monday.
That's
So
right.
we want Wednesday and Monday?
After this next Sunday, this week. This coming Sunday also.
No.
Tuesday. No,
Tonight is the final shiur for some days until after Labor Day, Be'ezer Hashem.
of this fall.
Mashiach will come, Be'ezer Hashem will end
Amen.
Yerushalayim.
Tzadik ozer, v'kadosh baruch hu v'keyem.
That's right, here it is, just said it. With your permission, I would like just to start today, Sefer Melachim Bet, chapter 1. Rosh Chodesh, yeah, Rosh Chodesh, and Parashat Korach, with your permission. It's together, we're going to try to tie Parashat Korach to Sefer Melachim and to Rosh Chodesh.
Wow.
With your permission.
Top
Melachim Bet, this is page
874.
874. The bottom of 874. So the Sefer Melachim Bet starts with a sentence, Vayipsha Moab b'Yisrael acharei mot Achav. Moab.
I'm sorry, I have one question. I'm sorry. I believe in the old days they used to have Megillah, not Sfarim. So it continued like this, the way it's here, or it was a separate book,
No.
Melachim.
Continue.
Continued like this, in the Megillah. I mean, it was written in Megillah, or separate.
Chef Megillah, yeah.
So it was like just like this, like here.
Starts right away after the
Right
after
after that, continue.
yeah yeah doesn't start a new page.
Huh? Another story, just like this.
Vayipsha Moab b'Yisrael acharei mot Achav. What it means, like the simple explanation, is a nation is called Moab. Moab, we learn in Sefer Melachim and in Sefer Shmuel already that David HaMelech already took care of Sefer Shmuel, not Sefer Melachim, I'm sorry. Sefer Shmuel, David HaMelech took care of Moab, and Am Yisrael ruled the nation of Moab. The Navi starts that after Ahab was the king of Israel, this was the last chapter of Melachim Aleph, that he was killed. Then he was not killed by Moab. He was killed by Aram, by the Syrians. Nevertheless, Moab rebelled against Am Yisrael. It means Moab right now have their own government. Until now, Moab were underneath Am Yisrael, since the time of David HaMelech. After Ahab's death, Moab rebelled. So, what do you have to know it? I mean, it's nothing. There's no more information. It's just dry statement. Moab is ruling by themselves. They're not under the regime of Am Yisrael. What's important to start the book with that? What's important to start the sentence with that? What's the information that you have to know? Sentence 2, with your permission, by Paul Achazia be'ad ha'sevacha b'aliyato asher b'shomron v'yachal. Achazia is the new king. After Achav died, Achazia ruled after Achav, and now Achazia is falling through like a net that was hanging. He was living in the second floor, and between the second floor and the first floor, the floor had some kind of net. Also, it's hard to know. I mean, it's a machloket what it was. Maybe it was something that the people tie, you know, on the trees, what do you call it in the summertime?
Hammock.
Hammock. Hammock. Hammock. Yeah, hammock. It's called hammock. Yeah, right. Thank you. How do you know all these things? I thought you were born in Poland. So what? So, if they tell me I would say, I would say it in Polish, not in the in English. Hammock, right? Hammock.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some people say it was a hammock. Did I imagine that? Anilo. Right. Fishing net, right. So he was lying on it. Mr. Ahazia was lying on it. And he fell down. There's no information. What did he break? What happened to him? But he was very sick from it. ותח מלאכים, he sent messengers, ואימר עליהם, לכו דרשו בבעל זו ולא יקרון המחיר מכל איזה. He's sending some messengers to find out, there's no information where is the center, what's called בעל זבוב. בעל זבוב, זבוב is a fly. בעל זבוב, it's like a master fly, that this was like a statue, like עבודה זרה, and it was the עבודה זרה of עקרון. Ekron is in the Plishtim, and they have Avodah Zarah, so they have some kind of priests over there, and he is sending over there messengers to ask over there the priests over there, the magicians over there, if he's going to be alive from that.
I mean,
the Yemenite people say, I don't know. This is the time of Shalom Shabazi. Shalom Shabazi was the biggest guy in Yemen 350 years ago. Something special, something very special. They said that next to the shul over there in Yemen, I don't know if it was the Tana or something, I don't remember the name of the city, was a big magician. But he used to come next to the shul and take his own child and cut him to pieces, kill him, then with magic make him alive. And all the people from the shul used to come outside and look at it. And disturb the people. He went to tell Rabbi Shalom Shabazi. And he said, okay, fine. So this guy cut his son. All of a sudden, he cannot put him back together. Then he figured out, this Rabbi Shalom Shabazi inside the shul, he did something to undo his magic. Can you imagine, you know, when you read the Tanakh, you think it's nonsense. This guy, Ahazia, doesn't know what he's doing. He's sending some people to ask this Abu Dazara. Those Abu Dazara had a tremendous power. So he is sending those messengers to find out if he's going to be alive from that sickness, since he fell. And he doesn't feel well, and he feels very bad. He wants to know if he's going to be alive, if he's going to be able to come out of it. That's how the story starts. There's no information about him, about this guy, Ahazia, besides the information that the Melachim Aleph ends, that he did not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, but now he's sick. Since he's sick, he wants to know his future, or he wants to know, I don't know what difference it makes, maybe today, you know, if he's sick, Hashem, you know, you buy more insurance. Because, you know, maybe that's what he wanted to do, to buy more insurance. I mean, what difference it make if he can be alive or not? What difference it make? You're going to be, it's not a doctor. Now he doesn't go to a doctor. He wants to know what this Avodah Zarah tells about him. So he wants to know, so he's sending messengers over there. Again, there's no information exactly where it is and what is Baal Zvuv. Moshe Kodoverov says Baal Zvuv, it was once upon a time. That's what Moshe Kodoverov says. No, he said that, Izebel, the wife of Ahab, one time gave him a hard time. She was the Avodah Zarah. There was a fly someplace, and he told her, okay, the fly can be Avodah Zarah for you. And she made a statue of a fly. I know. There's no real information. But that's the information that Ahazia is sick and he wants to know if he's going to be alive or he's going to die from the sickness. He's sending messengers for the Avodah Zarah in Ekron, the Pishtim, to find out his future. Malach Hashem diber Eliyah HaTishvi. An angel from Shamayim spoke to Eliyahu Navi, Kum alei likrat melachem en shomroi. He says, go in front of them. Of course, Eliyahu, the Gemara says, can fly very quickly. In no time, he can arrive any place in the world. If Hashem, an angel tells him in the name of Hashem, please go meet, approach those messengers, v'daber aleim, go speak to them. Amibli en Elokim b'Israel, there is no God in Am Israel. Atem onchim l'Hashem v'azul Elohei Ekron. You go and you going to find out what's the future with this Avodah Zarah. V'lachen, because you did such a thing, ko amar Hashem amita shalit al Hashem v'davina k'mo tamud elech liya. And says, give them a message, straight message. This is Hashem very upset. says, even though this king of Chaziah did not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, if we may say he did Avodah Zarah, but since you think already, why you are going to send messengers to the Avodah Zarah to find out from the magician's age, why don't you ask somebody else, a rabbi or somebody from the community, what's the future? Why you have to go to Avodah Zarah? They come right back. So Ahaziah asked them, what is it? How did you come so fast? He just went outside. The person came in front of us. He told us, go back to the king. Go tell him the message. He says, why did you send somebody to find out what the magician say in Avodah Zarah? Lachen, therefore, he told us to tell you, Amitah Shalit Hashem no tered menach kemot yotamut, that you're dead men. Vayidaber aleihem, Ahaziah asked them, Ma mishpat esher ala likratchem, how does he look like? Vayidaber aleihem bedvarim ele, who is this man? Is he for real? That's what Chachamim said, he wants to know if he's for real. Vayemru elav, they told him, Ish ba'al se'ar, the man has hair. There's no information what it means. No information. What do you mean? It wasn't bold? No information. But this is the statement. Ish ba'al se'ar, the man has hair, ve'zor or azur be'motnav. He has a belt from leather. Leather belt. From Gucci. What difference does it make? What difference does it make? What he has? What difference does it make? He has a belt. Big deal. He has a hair. Huh? Anybody can have a belt, anybody can have hair. What do you mean? People are bold. What do you mean? I don't know what it means. But Yomar Eliyat Ishbihu. Then Ahaziah already figured out right away. He says, that's the description of the man. He has hair and he has a belt. That's Eliyahu Navi. How does he know? A lot of people have this thing. Maybe nobody else was wearing a belt. From leather belt, everybody had plastic those days. Hard to believe. And hair? Where does he have hair? Which hair? I didn't say maybe it was a lot of hair. Also, it's the only person that can have a lot of hair. Vayishlach lav sar chamishim v'chamisha. Immediately, Ahaziah called one of his officers with 50 people. Vayal elav, and they go and they find Eliyahu. Vini Yosheb al Rosh Ha'ar. He's sitting on a mountain. Vayidaber elav ish Elohim. Amelech diber reda. Tells him, man, holy man, please. The king said, they didn't say please. The king said, get down. Vini Eliyahu vayidaber asar hamishim. Eliyahu answers him, Vim ish Elohim ani, if it's true that what you just said, that I'm a man of God, teredesh min ha-shamayim, fire is going to come right now from the sky. The fire will eat you and your 50 people. Immediately after, we got burned on the spot. He's sending him another officer with 50 soldiers. This guy said, Mehera Reda. You better quickly come down. Vayan Eliyahu Navi answers him, Bedaber aleihem, he talks to them, now he talks to them. Before he talks to the officer, now he talks to the 50 people. Yimish Elohim ani, if that's true that you're calling me man of God, Teredesh min ha-shamayim, fire from Shamayim, from the sky, will come down. V'tochal otcha v'tchamishecha, should eat you and your people. Teredesh Elohim min ha-shamayim, or this is Esh Elohim, v'tochal otcha v'tchamishav, the fire ate him and the 50 people. Still, Ahaziah doesn't give up. So, sending the third group.
He has plenty of people.
It's plenty of people, but
it's not his life.
Yeah. Still, doesn't make sense. Vayashov, sentence 13, with your permission, sending the third time. An officer with 50 soldiers, Vayal, Vayavosar, Hamshim HaShlishim. This officer was very smart. He got up by himself, he climbed the mountain, ויחרל ברכיו לנגד אליהו, בן דאון נכון דף אליהו, ויתחנן אליו, he's begging him, וידבר אליו איש, וידבר אליו, he's talking to him, איש האלוקים, please, holy man, תיקרנה נפשי מפשר בדרך האלה חמישים בעיניך, please, have mercy on us, and those 50 people, don't burn us down. הנה ירדה אש מן השמיים, twice already, fire came down from the sky, ותאכל את שני שרי החמישים על שני מת חמישים, and eight, burned down the two officers, plus the 100 people, ועתה תיקרנה נפשי בעיניך. It's amazing. Amazing story. Amazing story. The fire ate 100 people and the two officers. And the third one is begging Eliyahu. The first two, but the second one at least should have a brain to do it. What the second one? The second one just came and is talking to him even with more chutzpah. Get down quickly. So the third one only got the brain to understand it. ודבר הלך השם אל אליהו, רד אותו אל תירא מפניו. An angel from שמיים told אליהו, you may come down, don't be afraid of him. ויקום וירד אותו אל המלך. He takes him straight to the king. Can you imagine going to the king after the king already sent twice, this is the third time, but twice already the king sent officers with army, probably to do something to him. It says, angel tells him, don't be afraid, go to the king. It says to him, listen, Eliyahu comes to Ahaziah, he lies over there on the bed, he doesn't feel good. He says, this is what Hashem told me to tell you. Because you send messengers. Since you send those messengers to find out what's your future, but you requested an answer from an Avodah Zarah, from called the god of Ekron, this is a statue of the Pishtim, and Mibli and Eloi, Kimbi Israel Dosh with Baro, says, there's no God to ask a question. Why did you send those people to ask Avodah Zarah? לכן המיטה אשר עלית שם לא תרד ממנה כמו תמות הזה, therefore Hashem said you cannot die. The same message that he gave those people he is giving now to the king himself without being afraid of him, he's standing in front of him, he tells him. וימות כדבר השם אשר דיבר אליהו, he died, אחזיה died, וימלוך יורם תחתיו. Yoram ruled and Yoram became the king. Yoram is not his son, Yoram either is his brother or his uncle. ושתן שתיים ליורם בן יושפט מרדה וקילה לבן. ודיבר חזיר. As again, as we remember all the time, the Navi is not just a story what did happen. This is what you have to know, the story that Ahaziah, that somebody doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he fell off this what do you call it?
Helmet.
Fell off that. It doesn't feel good. Now he wants to know what's going to be, and he's going to send an Avodah Zarah. And now Eliyahu Navi has to come and give him that message, the news that he's going to die. Who cares? It's Navi. It's not a story. Who cares what happened? Immediately after that story, with your permission, chapter 2, Vayi Ba'alot Hashem et Eliyahu v'Sarah Shamayim. That's it. From now on, you're not going to see Eliyahu Navi. And we can see him, but he's not going to appear anymore in his regular appearance as he used to be. Hashem is going to call him up to Shammai. Again, the last story that we have about Eliyahu Navi, this is the story. The story that he has hair and he has a belt, and a person recognizes him with his hair and his belt, and he has to give a message to this king. He burns 100 people, that's it. Now Hashem is going to take him upstairs. Most significant, this is the last job that he did. What kind of a job is this? Burning people with fire from Shammai. So chapter 2, sentence 1, with your permission, Melachim Beis Bari Ba'alot Hashem et Eliyahu Basara Shammai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take Eliyahu with the wind. Yerech Eliyahu B'lishu Mi'a Gilgal. Eliyahu takes his assistant, Elisha, that was staying in the Gilgal. ויאמר אליהו לאלישה, שב נא פה, כי אדוני שלחני עד בית כל, ואומר אלישה, אחרי השם אדוני וכן נמשיך עם עזבקה ודו ביתר. אליהו תלז him, can you please stay over here? So חכמים say the reason is that even though Eliyahu knows that he's going to disappear, he's going to be taken by the wind. all the way up to Shamayim, to Kisei HaKavod. Excuse me. He doesn't want, and he knows and he doesn't know exactly. He will know in a minute. He knows, but he doesn't know clearly what's going on. So Eliyahu tells Elisha, please stay over here in the Gilgal. I'm going to Betkel. So Eliyahu is going to Betkel. Yaakov, yeah. Abraham, Yaakov. He's going to Betkel. So he asks Elisha, please don't come along with me. Chachamim said the reason is that he doesn't feel that Elisha should see him, that he disappears, because this shows something very great about himself, and he's very humble. And he doesn't want Elisha to see it. The scenery, what Elisha is going to see when Eliyahu is going to disappear, is unbelievable. And Eliyahu feels that, you know, can you imagine somebody flies to Shamayim all of a sudden, all the way up to Kisei HaKavod, you never see him again. So he feels that Chachamim said he's very humble, and he doesn't want Elisha to see it because he doesn't want to be proud of himself. He tells him, you stay over here, I have to go someplace. Elisha feels something, and he swears in Hashem's name, I'm not leaving you, we're going to Betkel. Going to Betkel. Vayitzuk Ne'anvim Asher Betkel, they arrive in Betkel, they have over there, it's called Ne'anvim. Ne'anvim is like the secondary line of Nevi'im, that they know also what's going on. They don't know exactly, but they know. So they come there, and when they approach over there, they talk to Elisha, they don't talk to Eliyahu. And they tell Elisha, "B'mu'el ha'vedata ki ha'yom ha'shem melokech et nechem al roshecha." Please be quiet. I know. Elisha knows that Eliyahu is going to depart. Depart is going on the wind. But they tell him that, you know, and he said, I know, but be quiet, don't say it. So they got to Betkel, and Yom HaLeliyahu, Elisha said, from Betkel, you have to go back. He has to go to Yericho, Jericho. Yom HaChai HaShem, Echad Nefshechem, Ezveka, Bevo Yericho, Elisha said, I'm not leaving you. I swear in Hashem's name, I'm going along with you. Bevo Yericho. They get to Yericho. Also in Yericho, you have those kind of Nea Nevi'im, prophets, secondary prophets. Second line prophets, they come to Elisha, the people in Yericho, you know that Leon Navi is going to disappear soon. He says, I know. Elisha said, I know, please be quiet. Please stay over here in Jericho. I have to cross the Jordan River. I have to go to the other side. Elisha said, no, I'm going along with you. There's no bridge. There's no boat. They said he has to go back. Eliyahu said he has to go back to the other side of the Jordan River. And Elisha said, I'm going along with you. In the meantime, b'chamishim ish mibnei ha'nevi'im halchu. The 50 people went, and says they're going to look what's going on, because they know that something's going to happen. So they don't know how he's going to disappear. And they stand far away, they're watching. Elisha standing over there, and all of the 50 people watching. Eliyahu takes off his jacket, by glom. He wrapped it around like a belt or something. He hit the water, the Jordan River. The pass in the dry land to the other side of the Jordan River. It's not necessary to have a boat, not neither a bridge. Eliyahu has, it's called Adiret Eliyahu. He has his little jacket, wrapped it up, dry. You have any request? I'm going to disappear in a second. Says, if you want to give me something, I want to be double what you are. Double. By the way, he got it. The Gemara has a doubt about it. But the Nabi will tell us that he made twice as much miracle as Eliyahu did. Eliyahu did 9, he did 18. That's what he wants. He wants to be double than Eliyahu. Yomer Kshita Lishol, Eliyahu says, how can I give you something I don't have? That's simple explanation. Im tireh oti lukach meitach, if you'll be able to see me disappearing from you, yilecha ken, it means Hashem is going to give you. Imayin lo yeh, if you're not going to be able to see me, then nothing will happen. Yeh malchim aloch vedaber, the talking, walking, v'nireh chavesh tzeh shavidu v'shneim, and Rebbe Shema. It says this fire, a chariot of fire, horses of fire, separated between Eliyahu and Elisha, v'yal Eliyahu b'sarah Hashem, Eliyahu goes up with the wind. And Elisha, where?
Yeah. I mean, we're just talking about Eliyahu refusing to bring him along.
Right. Humbleness. Humbleness.
He's sort of humble. Right. And he's asked him to be twice as great, so to speak,
right,
as Eliyahu.
Right.
Question, and then he gets it on top of it, which is kind of hard.
Right. Question, what does he need it for? Yeah. What is he going to do? Can he make more money with it?
He did pretty good by himself.
He must be asking for the same tonight.
Yeah, Master's question. Come on, the question is what? What is
asking,
it?
But the point is,
don't ask this fight. Right. Right. Again, this is the end of the Messiah of Eliyahu HaNavi that disappeared. Disappeared via chariot that made from fire, horses made from fire, and the wind blows him. In order to understand really, this really, the story of Eliyahu is finished in the Tanakh. There's no more Eliyahu in the Tanakh. Again, we do know that Eliyahu Navi comes to breed. Sometimes Hashem sends him to other messengers. He's supposed to come before Mashiach comes.
Pesach,
yeah. If Mashiach comes, he comes at Pesach. Right. Seder, yeah.
Otherwise, we're wasting a lot of wine.
Right. I'm sorry. I said, yeah. This parasha, this week's parasha, is parasha Korach.
In Israel
was last week, yeah. He had his last week. Right. In America, this week's parasha is parasha Korach. Parasha Korach starts that Korach came. And he complains to Moshe that Moshe took everything for himself and his brother. And Moshe tells him, after he tries to convince him that he's leave it alone, Moshe says, you want to know something? Let's do Ktoret. Right. Let's do Ktoret. It says, if you think that you are the right candidate, and I did everything because I wanted my brother to have the job, and you feel that you're the right person to be the Kohen HaGadol, as really what Ari says, if you remember from the years before, Ari says, Sadiqa Tamar Yifrach, is Korach. Ari says that when Mashiach will come, Korach will be Kohen Gadol. But Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Mr. Korach, if that's what you want, so I have for you a special test. Since you take a pan, we put on the pan some spices and don't put any fire, and we'll see if fire will come from Shammai. And whoever is the candidate will stay alive, and whoever is not, is going to burn to death. So Korach and 250 people standing by, they're having the spices on a pan, and fire came from Shammai, of course, and Aharon was alive, and all of them were dead. Korach besides says the Gemara was swallowed by the ground as well. Swallowed by the ground. Says the Gemara, Korach min asrufim min abluim. Korach first got burned, and then Korach was swallowed by the ground. The Moshe Rabbeinu made this kind of a test. It's a little bit strange. Strange a little bit. But Chachamim said the Gemara says, the reason for that the Metor says is since, if you remember Nadav Avihu, when they opened the Mishkan, came fire from Shamayim down, but they, the two brothers, sons of Aharon, they went and they put fire on a pan with spices. They tried to do ketoret, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent fire from inside the Mishkan, burned them to death. So the Midrash says that six times fire came from Shamayim for good reason, six times fire came from Shamayim for bad reason. It says the first time the fire came from Shamayim for good reason in the Torah is Parashat Shmini, when Moshe opened the Mishkan. In the same day came fire, not straight from Shamayim, but from Shamayim via the Mishkan and burned at above you. The second time in the Torah the fire came down from Shamayim, the time it's this is Parashat Korach, that the fire burned Korach. Fire came from Shamayim. Says the Midrash. The Midrash has a count. Six times is twice here, just what we just learned in time of Eliyahu Navi, the burned 100 people in the time of Yov, burned Yov, not Yov, but the people, the children, the cattle.
In the
this, this is the good one. Yeah. Talking about the bad one. Okay. Yeah, the bad one. I'm sorry? Yeah, but this was not real fire to direct to a person. This was just, you know, like in Mitzrayim, that fire together with the hail. We're talking about straight fire to punish a person, personally, like a missile, like a missile.
Like a ray.
Like a?
A ray.
Ray.
Right.
Ray. So the Aris says like this. If you remember, Aris says, says the Ari, we say Anna Hashem Moshi Anna, the word Anna is abbreviation. At first Aleph is Eliyahu, and then Nun is Nadav, and Aleph is Avihu. That Eliyahu and Avi is the same Neshama as Nadav Avihu. They were Nefesh Adam HaRishon. The two brothers contain inside themselves the Nefesh, the soul of Adam HaRishon. Ana Hashem Moshi Ana, when you need Yeshua, tomorrow we say Hallel. This is Hallel. Ana Hashem Moshi Ana, you should have the Kavanah, says the Ari, when you say Ana. You want Hashem to help, you have to have Ana, abbreviation, three words, Eliyahu, Nadav, Avihu. His Nadav, Avihu brought the wrong fire, got burned with the fire. Eliyahu and Avihu is going to bring down the right fire and is going to burn the wrong people with the fire. That says the Eliyahu Navi, if you remember, we started the first lecture about Eliyahu Navi, was Eliyahu Navi was the person that was able to fulfill Hashem's expectation for Adam HaRishon. Therefore Eliyahu Navi is going to do certain things just to prove and to teach us what Hashem wants from us. For example, the Gemara tells us, or the Navi tells us, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Shmuel and Navi, go and appoint David HaMelech to become the king, Shmuel tells Hashem, I'm afraid to go. See, Shaul might hear what I'm doing, he might kill me. Says the Gemara, well, Shmuel and Navi, what is this? Says the Gemara, well, it's time of danger. It's time of danger, so this is, you take precaution. You don't have to sacrifice. If it's time of precaution, so you have to be careful. It says, it's shat sakana, it says, even though the Gemara says, shluchem mitzvah, nan nizukim, in Hashem send you, what are you afraid of? It says, well, Shaul was a very tough king, he might kill me. So Hashem gives him an advice to Shmuel and says, you know what, you don't say anything, you just go take with yourself like a lamb, and you go, you're making like a party, and you make a feast, and then you go do it in Yishai's house, that he was like the president of Am Israel, and you go over there and you say, you talk, it's a private party, and over there David HaMelech is going to arrive, and over there you're going to find who is the new king that you should supposed to appoint. But nevertheless, Shmuel is afraid. He's the Gemara Pinchas de Eliyahu. Pinchas is Eliyahu. Pinchas was not afraid of anybody. Do you remember Parashat Balak, Parashat Pinchas, Zimri? Pinchas is not afraid of anybody. It says Pinchas at that time got the souls of Nadav Avihu because he was so brave, even though that he almost was killed. The Gemara says that the tribe of Shimon wanted to kill him. After he killed the friends of Shimon, Zimri ben Salu, he says he has no fear from anybody. He's ready to give his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki alecha uragnu kol hayom, Aril says one of the conditions, if you want Hashem to accept your tefillah, is you have to be ready to give your life. And you have to accept it before Shmoneh Esrei. If you want the tefillah that you pray to Hashem to be accepted, Aril says four conditions. One of the conditions, you have to give your life. And so how do you know it? From Pinchas I know it. Pinchas was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and went with a sword and killed Zimri without being afraid. Even though the Gemara says in such time you have to be careful what to do. So Pinchas, that he is at that moment, says the Metamunziel, Ari, Ibn Mokhayat all say that when he killed that person in Parashat Balak and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him to be a Kohen, it's only because he is ready to give his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not scared of anybody. So this is something that it's necessary, says Dari, in order for you to fulfill your expectation, what Hashem expects from you. It says Eliyahu Navi, that's the last mission. The last mission of Eliyahu Navi that he has been asked, Hashem is going to send him, an angel will come and tell Mr. Eliyahu, you go talk to this guy Ahaziah. By the way, this Ahaziah is the son of Ahab, and his mother was Isabel. And Eliyahu was very scared. But one day Eliyahu heard that she wants to kill him. He ran away. He ran away. He was hiding. He ran away. He says, now, before he disappears, he has to show that he's not afraid of anybody. An angel will come. Says, Ari will tell him, listen, you go and you tell them the king is dead. The king is dead. He says, not only the king is dead, they're going to send an army to kill him. He's standing up there and he says, fire will come and kill you. It says, fire will burn them, since Eliyahu Navi already made the correction with his appearance in Har Carmel and fixed the fire that Nadav Avihu, that he is Nadav Avihu, he is the same person as those two people that did something wrong with the fire. Now the fire would help him. It says, Navi is going to end about Eliyahu Navi. He said, this is the perfect image what Hashem was expected from a mankind by standing up, just saying what Hashem wants, not to be afraid of anybody. He's going to go straight to the king. The king has an army. The king sent people to arrest him, to kill him. His mother, the king's mother, wanted to kill Eliyahu Navi. At that time, Eliyahu was afraid. Before his disappearance, Eliyahu Navi has to prove, ki alecha uragnu kol hayom, he says, be ready to be killed and not to be afraid of any entity. This is the perfect person that believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say Chacham Ibn Ezra, Chacham Rabbi Levi, they said, I'm afraid to say that I'm afraid of someone but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fire, this is one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create mankind. And one of the four things that a person was made, and not only a person, every object is made with four, we say four main things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ingredients, right? And fire is one of them. And here we see the Eliyahu Navi himself is the only one in the Tanakh or in the world that really can manage it and controls the fire. He tells the guy, calm down. The guy tells him, calm down, and says, if I am a person that belongs to Hashem, I show you what it is. I can control the fire. I can call fire from Shamayim to calm down and burn you. 100 people, if you remember, 100 people, there were 100 prophets, only left after Isabel, this Ahaziah's mother, she killed all the prophets besides 100, 50 and 50. It says 50 in every cave. Says Ari, here it is. It says 50 soldiers will come, burn them. We burn 50 against the 50 prophets in one cave. Another 50 comes, says Ari, we burn them for another 50 that were hidden in another cave. It says there's no more 50s. It's the third one will come down, says Ari, he's going to bend, he's going to bend down, he's going to bow down, he's going to ask Eliyahu, please, please help me. At the end, says Ari, that Eliyahu disappears in that way, so-called with the fire. It says, with the fire, what it means is that Eliyahu Navi, if we may say, corrected the scene, what we call fire. This really, the continuation, this is Parashah, that Korach got burned with the fire, this is the continuation of someone that disagree with Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Ari, Eliyahu Navi does not know exactly where to go. At the end, says the Chachamim, he's going to disappear in the same place where Moshe disappeared. Right. So Eliyahu Navi tells Elisha, I have to go someplace. He says, where are you going? He says, I'm going to Betkel. He says, Betkel, what's Betkel? He says, Bet HaMikdash was over there. This was the Mizbeach, Avraham built over there. He doesn't know, maybe over there. He says, he goes there, says, not over there. And he says, we'll go to another place. Maybe it's over there, Yericho, Yericho, that's time Israel crossed to Yeshua. Maybe over here, he says, he doesn't know. The Chachamim say he doesn't know. And he said, I have to cross. Because the Ariel said that this is Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu was very humble and Yahweh was very humble. He's going to disappear in the same place Moshe Rabbeinu disappeared. We don't know. There's no information. Har Nevo. But the information is called Ever HaYarden. He has to disappear on the other side of the Jordan River. It says Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that split Yam Suf for us. It says Eliyahu Navi is going to take his jacket. He's going to roll his jacket like a stick. He's going to hit the Jordan River. He's going back to the other side of the Jordan River. Like Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, like Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim and came down, Eliyahu Navi is going up to Shamayim. But Eliyahu Navi, the Chachamim say, the Gemara says, Eliyahu Navi had something similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Navi says, that Tehillim, that David HaMelech says, that one of the reasons Moshe Rabbeinu died is because he said the wrong thing. Chachamim said it refers in Parashat Chukah that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Am Yisrael, Shimuna Hamorim, listen the ones that you don't listen. Eliyahu was very similar to that. Eliyahu Navi and Akadim who asked him and says, what are you doing here? He says, well, Am Yisrael don't behave. I don't like it. He said the wrong thing. Says the Gemara, since he said it, says the Navi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told him, you're not going to be able to fulfill your mission. You're going to disappear. Why did you say about my children, such as called Lashon Hara, or Motzi Shem Ra, or you badmouth my children? It says that thing that Eliyahu Navi is going to disappear, says Dari, is something so-called like a punishment for Eliyahu Navi. Should not have been disappeared at all. Should have stayed. It says he's not going to die. But Hashem is taking up, instead of him, is Elisha. But he did not fulfill his mission completely, since he said the wrong thing. His mission again was to bring Am Yisrael to a state that everybody believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appear. But since he said what he said, Hashem is going to take him. He asked Elisha, what can I do for you? And he says, I tell you what I need from you. I need to be twice as much as you. If I'll be twice as much as you, maybe I'll be able to accomplish what you could not accomplish. He says, you, Eliyahu Navi, did not do the right job. He says, Hashem told Eliyahu, go and appoint Elisha, that Elisha is going to be the new king, the new Navi. He says, since Eliyahu Navi said the wrong thing, Elisha said, I need power. I need power in order for me to be able to control myself, that I will not fall in a pit. By the way, Elisha will fall in the same pit. He won't be able to make it. The Navi will learn this after Shev, after labor, they will continue this. And you're going to learn that Elisha also fell in almost the same trap as Eliyahu HaNavi. He said the wrong things and he acted in a way in the wrong thing. He should not have said, the Gemara said certain things, he should not have done certain things. But that's why he's asking Eliyahu before Eliyahu disappears. He says, I need energy. Not that I need to be twice as great as you because I want Hashem to be bigger than you. I see that you disappeared without fulfilling your job, without doing what Hashem expected you. Therefore, I'm just behind you. I need energy. I need something that to give me the power to continue to fulfill the mission. If you can give me a blessing that I can do it, fine. Eliyahu HaNavi tells him, yes, again, the miracle is going to make twice as much. But the mission, he never finished. And this is really the story of what's called Melachim Bet. It will end up with the tragedy of destruction of Beit HaMikdash, since really Eliyahu and Elisha did not fulfill. The secret behind it, the secret, Chachamim say the secret is that they needed a third guy. And this was Gehazi. It was Elisha's assistant. That because Elisha did not behaved properly to him, Gehazi left and disappeared, and Elisha said the wrong thing to him, maybe, in a way, we will get to it. So therefore, there was only two from the, what we call the three partners, that were able together to bring the world to the state HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected. So again, this is something, this what Navi tells us, that Eliyahu HaNavi has a tremendous power to bring the fire from Shamayim. He did fix that mistake when Nadab viewed it. He did fix other mistakes. But that mistake that he complained about in Israel was never forgiven to Eliyahu HaNavi. Some Chachamim they like to offer. He did not ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgiveness for that. But he's going to disappear. He's not going to die to show us how high he was. Of course, it's the same thing that Ari said, that Moshe Rabbeinu also, according to the Pasuk in Tehillim, Vayamer Besfatav, David HaMelech says that Moshe spoke harshly to Am Israel. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never forgave Moshe Rabbeinu. Eliyahu will disappear, so-called, in the same way that Moshe disappeared, that we don't know where Moshe is, we don't know where Moshe was buried. It says, all of a sudden, Moshe disappeared. It says, Moshe disappeared by angels. Angels carried him. This is something very similar to Eliyahu HaNavi. This is also, again, because Moshe did not fulfill the mission completely the way he should have done it. Just for us, says Dari, this Parashat Korach comes, says Dari, it's machloket, to say certain things, it's just opposite of the mission. This is the fire, just to show that you have a power to control. But to control your mouth, to control what you say, is even harder. That Eliyahu was not able to do it, Elisha was not able to do it, Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to do it. Therefore, Chachamim said, the Gemara says, the job that a person has to know what he has to do in this world is to make himself mute, ilem. Somebody says, what's my job? He says, mute. He says, Moshe could not have done it, Eliyahu could not have done it, Elisha could not have done it. He says, I'm the greatest, I'm Eliyahu. But the job of not saying the wrong statement, no one yet completed as he should have done in order to finish the job. As says, Eliyahu HaNavi will disappear. As says, Elisha will take over. Elisha will disappear. Will die. Elisha will die eventually. Something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us, says the Gemara, Ma umanoto shel adam ba'olam mazeh yasim atzmo ilem. Be mute. Don't say anything. Just close your mouth completely. The disaster is the machloket is talking. I says, it's Parashat Korach, and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu made his test with the fire, to tell us this is what Machloket is on burn. Machloket burns. This is a very nice story. I just want to finish before we go, we call on vacation, as a message for the summertime. It's brought in the book. It's called Aleinu L'Shabeach, if you have the book at home. And the story is about a boy that came to school in Eretz Israel to invite his friends to his wedding. He came to the school, so the teacher that at the time was his teacher, I told him, shame on you the way you look. That's how you came to school to invite the boys. So the boy left. and all of a sudden that teacher's wife got sick, she had something in her head and she died. And then he himself started to feel no good and they fired him from the job. And he's in the hospital, the boy goes to sleep, he's married already, and his mother comes to him in his dream and tells him, go visit that teacher and tell him that you forgive him. And tell him also that I said I forgive him. He goes to the hospital. It's Rav Zilberstein writes it in the book. It's not a fairy tale. It's a very good book if you can buy it. It's called Aleinu L'Shabeach in Hebrew. There are 4 or 5 volumes. And on, it goes on the Parsha. It's Rav Eliashib's son-in-law. Stories, yeah? Stories in the Parsha, all kinds of stories. It's very, very good. It's called Aleinu L'Shabeach.
Yeah, sorry, it's
giving
the same sign of stories.
Right. By an American. Yeah. Right over there, the boy came to visit his teacher. He said, so the mother told the boy, tell him that I forgive him what he did also to your older brother. That this boy had some difficulties in reading, and the mother asked the teacher to help him. He said, I don't want to help him. And he didn't want to help the previous son also. And the previous son, because he didn't have the right help, he went off the right path. So he came to the hospital and he said, I forgive you. And that's what you did. By the way, I just wanted to know that when I arrived to the school, the reason that you told me that why I look like this is because when I drove, my yarmulke flew through the window and I found another yarmulke, and it was like, looks like the yarmulke that the kippah that I was wearing looked like, you know, from the garbage. Anyway, I forgive you. In no time, it became better. The teacher became better, came out of the hospital. In the meantime, he lost his wife. And he had all kinds of problems all his life just because he could not control his mouth. So that Rav Zilberstein brings in his book and how important it is never to say anything wrong with your mouth. Never. Watch what you say. This was the job that Moshe failed. This is the job of Eliyahu Navi that failed. And Elisha failed. This is the job that we have to control ourselves, especially in the summertime, just not to say the wrong things, you know. The next lecture Sunday will be Bezrat Hashem after Labor Day. In the summertime we have only Wednesday's lectures. Maybe Bezrat Hashem after Labor Day Monday.